Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You're back with Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. Children who have been in foster care have a disproportionate risk of being incarcerated at some point in their young lives due to a variety of factors. A new effort to stop that path to prison involves a partnership in the St. Louis region. Joining us in studio, Latasha Falks, CEO and president of the CORE Collective at St. Vincent, and Rick Gaines, chief juvenile officer of the 21st Judicial Circuit, St. Louis County, Missouri. Thank you both for joining us in studio this morning.
Thank you so much for having us. We're so happy to be here.
Thank you.
I want to start off first with just to give our listeners some context of some of the statistics that you see when it comes to, you know, this foster care to prison cycle.
Yeah, I think, Rick, if it's okay, I'll start with, you know, in the state of Missouri, we have 13,000 plus children in our foster care system. What we're seeing in their data is that it tells us that about 50% of those children will not return home to their families. And it's our older youth who are most impacted. So as they continue to go through multiple placements, youth who experience five or more placements are 90% likely to become involved in our justice system. And so those numbers for us are startling. I don't know, Rick, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, it's I've been doing this for a long time, and the numbers that we see in foster care and the type of kids that we're seeing in foster care has really amped up in regards to a lot of families are struggling, but a lot of families and parents are struggling with their kids. And you'd be surprised how many parents are refusing custody of children because of the things that they feel like they can no longer support their own kids.
So what does this new approach from the CORE Collective do to help along those lines?
Yeah, I think the important piece for us in this initiative is that this initiative was born out of listening. It was listening to the needs that have been identified from the youth and their parents and our overall community. And what this Youth Assessment Center does is it provides a safe, inclusive, and welcoming space for families to access the essential services and resources that they need without fear of judgment. I think at initially what we're saying is we're focusing on getting to the root cause of the problem. We're addressing the mental health, the housing, and educational needs to prevent families from becoming involved in the justice system and the child welfare system. It's creating opportunities for us, for families to stay together, and for children who are aging out of foster care to truly thrive.
So give us an example of this collective and how it might work when you have a young person enter the system.
Yes, and so as Latasha talked about, our goal is to try to prevent or divert families and kids from our system, in the justice system. And a lot of that has to do with access to resources, feeling comfortable to say, I need supports, without it feeling like they're being demonized. And so as I envision this is to not only does it support families and youth, but it supports our communities, law enforcement, school districts. I mean, this thing has the opportunity to really ignite a movement that we hope not only just in St. Louis County with the CORE Collective, but all over St. Louis County, because this thing has the opportunity that we feel like could really impact safer and I call them resilient communities. How do you make a community more resilient? And that has to do with what we're talking about with this opportunity in the assessment center.
Can you give us an idea of what the cost is right now and what it could relieve in terms of expense if all of this comes through?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. I think from the foster care perspective, if we looked at some of the numbers from 2023, we found that the state of Missouri spent around $340 million on the investment of our foster care system, which was really about the removal of children from families. In the St. Louis region, of the top four reasons of why families are being disruptive is related to issues related to poverty. So if we're spending $25,000 per child on a removal, but we can stabilize the family in housing for $12,000, I think that what we are really advocating for is an investment in prevention versus intervention.
So when we look at those interventions, talk about maybe some other communities where you've seen some similar models or, you know, where did this idea come from?
Yeah, we actually have done some visits throughout the state and country. The Annie E. Casey Foundation, which is one of our partners from Baltimore, Maryland, really kind of ignited some of the thought process. And so we have visited in Lake Charles, Louisiana, as well as a trip to Houston, Texas. And so those two places are really kind of the model, if you will. But, you know, in Boone County, they've got one called Family Access Center, which was started by their Children's Services Fund. And so there's a lot of opportunities that communities can really go out and take a look at these other places. But it really has to be specific to what our community needs. And even though we've got the kind of the foundation, it's really this project that we're working on is going to be based off what our community needs and what we think will support kids and families. And not just for, you know, I want to throw this in there for the foster care system, but even the delinquency system. A lot of these kids, if we can get to early on in early interventions with law enforcement, school districts, I guarantee you that our communities will be, as they would say, more resilient than where we see those communities at right now.
Yeah, if I can just add this thing is, after we went to go visit Lake Charles in Houston, one of the things that I think we had the unique opportunity to do here in St. Louis and at the CORE Collective is to do this all in a one-stop shop. And so because we have the access to the large building and the 22 acres of land, what a great opportunity for us to take care of the mental health, the housing, behavioral and emotional needs of not only our youth, but their families and as Rick said, the larger community.
So finally, what are you looking for in terms of partnerships and what is your goal here?
So I think the important thing is that we can't do this on our own. We have several partnerships that are already joined us. So again, the St. Louis County Juvenile Courts, Normandy School Collaborative, North County Police Co-op, and the St. Louis Children's Services Fund are all standing with us in support of this vital work. I think we are looking for and welcoming more partners to come in and join us. So we do holistic care and holistic services. So we need people who provide legal support for families who are at risk of disruption. We need health providers. Honestly, any skill, tool, or resources that you individually have is a great thing for us to bring in to make a collective impact on the youth and the families that we're serving.
If someone hears this message today and they say, yes, I can step up and provide that help, where should they reach out to?
I would love for you to reach out to the CORE Collective. Check us out on our website at www.thecorecollective.org. Also, please feel free to give us a call and set up a tour. We can be reached at 314-261-6011. We're always available on social media as well.
TheCoreCollective.org, TheCoreCollective.org. I also saw it listed as TheCoreCollectiveSTL.org, so I'm sure that either one of those can get you there. Just do a search. That's what I do. Yeah. I just Google it.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, all of you. Thank you very much for being here on KMOX.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That is LaTosha Faulk. She is CEO and president of the CORE Collective, and Rick Gaines, chief juvenile officer of the 21st Judicial Circuit, with us on Total Information AM.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.